Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. I can think of no one that I'd want to hear from more, given what the stakes are, given that I, Pennsylvania, will determine who the next president is. That's how it's shaping up. So we're very happy to bring you the guy involved with guidance and the infrastructure of a lot of this, because some of it fairly is county run. Joining us is Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, Al Schmidt. Al, welcome back, and thanks very much for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you, Dom. Long overdue, and it's great to be back with you.
Well, I even have one thing here where I highly praise you that's sort of playing out right now, a survey that you did. But Al, the main thing that I've been talking about and wanted to hear what your thinking is, because you would know this better than anybody, how you're calculating this. I'm not in favor of putting out expectations that it's going to take two, three or more days to count and have the official count or whatever the term is used for Pennsylvania. Why have you made that type of statement? At least sometimes I've seen that.
Yeah, I strongly agree with you. And some of it is about expectations. Every election in the past and in the present is really, it all comes down to how close an election is before you know what the outcome will be. And since 2020, with mail ballot voting in Pennsylvania, we have been at something of a unique disadvantage compared to other states. And that is that mail ballots in Pennsylvania cannot begin to be processed before 7 a.m. on election morning. Lots of other states, red states, blue states, even Florida, allow that process to begin days or weeks in advance so they can report their results by, let's say, midnight election night, except for the ballots coming back that day. Let's say. So Pennsylvania is a little bit at a disadvantage, but a couple things have changed since 2020 that I think are really important. While the law hasn't changed, which is frustrating, counties have a lot more experience than they had in 2020, which is the first time they dealt with mail ballot voting. Counties have acquired additional equipment, which assists with sorting and time stamping and opening envelopes and all the rest. And the percentage of voters voting by mail, while it's still a significant percentage, has decreased since that kind of peak COVID 2020 environment, from 50% down to something in the 30s. So fewer votes in play.
All right, Al, but I would also add to that, isn't it that almost all, and you have the exact number, have accepted the extra money, millions of dollars. The legislature should have spent even more, I think. So as I understand it, it's not like we have to stop because people are tired or we don't have enough or whatever. If all goes according to that money in the agreement, won't they be tagging in other teams? In other words, the counting will just continue. And if that's the case, really, it would take 2 to 3 more days?
So since after Act 77, there was Act 88, which made more public dollars available for our counties. So no more so-called Zuckerbucks, no more outside resources available for counties to run elections. And many of those counties have acquired equipment that assists with what I just mentioned, which is the sorting, timestamping, opening of envelopes, extraction of ballots, and all the rest that will make this process more expeditious, although maintaining the integrity of it all. And Act 88 has been a very, a really great benefit.
Yeah, Al, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to frame the question for you, though, what I'm saying.
Please.
The balloting, the counting will not stop. You know, that's the thing in 2020. I was on the air with Rich Ioli, and I remember when this happened. And I'm not saying that I'm in the camp that says funny business or whatever, but you know how that perception gets out there. It's just like when maintenance was going to be done on the state website. I know it was planned well in advance. During the Trump rally in Butler, you guys jumped in and you removed the maintenance, which was a good thing. It was a transparency thing. So will the counting continue?
Yeah, Dom, and I think that's a really important question, and two questions, and to address them both. In Philadelphia, even in 2020, and I was there in person with my team working around the clock for 3 days in a row with no sleep, with a live cam, live stream, and all the rest. There was no like stopping of counting or anything else like that. There were observers in the room, Democrats, Republicans, Trump, Biden, everybody. That process continued around the clock in Philadelphia. So don't think for a second our election officials, and I visited with 62 of our 67 counties so far. I don't know if they're Democrats. I don't know if they're Republicans. I don't care. They don't tell me. I don't ask, because everyone is committed to running elections smoothly and to make sure that their voters' votes are counted, provided they're cast by an eligible voter on or before election day. No one is like sitting back and putting their feet up. Everyone is well aware of the scrutiny and eagerness to know the results, cast by voters on or before election day. On the second issue that you mentioned, Department of State had scheduled a we usually schedule any outages for maintenance on weekends when our county partners are not processing ballots. That was scheduled well in advance of former President Trump's visit. And for several reasons, we rescheduled it so it wouldn't in any way be a conflict.
I thought that was very appropriate. Now, Al, Governor Shapiro, and this was a big-time meeting. I don't have in front of me all the people there. The Election Task Force, I believe, Homeland Security. It was a show of we're going to make sure no one disrupts this election. What is the update on that? We heard that preliminarily. What can you tell listeners is happening now or is the result? I haven't seen anything more on that task force activities.
Yeah, the Election Threat Task Force, which was formed by Governor Shapiro some months ago, and he put me in charge of it, is really in the event that we encounter any threats of violence or intimidation targeting voters or polling places or poll workers or election officials, that everyone knows what everyone else's responsibilities are, so that they can respond in real time. And law enforcement can do its job. So our election workers can do their job, which is really a sacred responsibility to count their voters' votes. So it's not a matter of expectation. It's not a matter of anticipation that any of that will return, that that I and others encountered in 2020. But if it does occur, just want to make sure we're prepared for it. It would be naive or foolish to not prepare for something like that, regardless of which way these threats or efforts at intimidation.
I hear you. Al, I wanted to ask about something that I think is a teachable moment, but you're in the catbird seat, so maybe you can tell me why you didn't say anything about this that I know of. We're looking to, apparently, I mentioned this task force, et cetera. We're looking about misinformation, disinformation, even foreign governments and all that. Now, it doesn't rise to that level. But when we had this artist break in, apparently, to SEPTA stops and put up an Eagles endorsement of Kamala Harris with her in Eagles gear, I thought that was a moment, not to go overboard, but even for your office, et cetera, to say, we're going to be on top of this stuff, or whoever the agency is in this task force, and we are going to get it out there. And if any laws are broken, and I believe they were here, we're going to raise this to a level of a teachable moment, if you will.
Yeah, if any laws are broken, then people should certainly be held accountable.
All right, I'm asking, did you say anything, Al, about that?
No, because it was not a threat of violence or intimidation targeting voters, polling places, or election officials.
So that's your purview rather than somebody.
Yeah, it's the election threat task force. So if there are threats of violence targeting voters, poll workers, polling places, election officials, then that's something we would engage in fully.
Okay. We had this humidity issue. At least that's what was up on the Twitter page, I believe, with envelopes sticking together, the security envelope, et cetera. But Al, to be fair, we didn't have any credit card, phone, mortgage, or other bills report. I mean, I'm serious. We looked at it. We have, you know, people are scrutinizing this, at least the people I talked to. They didn't find. What can you tell us about that? Has it been rectified?
Yeah, when people get their phone bill and the return envelope is sealed because it was raining that day because of the hurricane coming up from Florida or wherever, they're not worried that their check won't be cashed because the envelope seal was sticking together. So as far as I'm aware, there were only a couple of counties affected by it, Philadelphia County, Montgomery County. Where that was an issue where the return envelopes were sort of sticking together because they were delivered in this period in which there was difficult, you know, bad weather. But that shouldn't, like, there's so much anxiety about voting by mail. You see the stories in the newspaper, you see the back and forth with lawsuits and all the rest. But it is, they're very, very, every vote is precious, but there are very few votes that are not counted because of some technicality. And those only technicalities are the voter didn't sign the envelope and didn't date the envelope, or they didn't put their ballot in the secrecy envelope. And the instructions are very simple. And I would encourage your listeners to, like, not be stressed out by this process.
But I'm asking, Al, so the position is, though, that this was humidity or rain. I mean, was it checked on? And again, I realize the vote count here is vitally important. So is the idea of transparency. We know that, right? Because we don't have reports of other things during that period of time.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the allegation would be, that Philadelphia County is, like, pre-sealing envelopes before they send them out.
I'm
not really sure.
Yeah, I'm not making the allegation. I'm just saying I want to make sure, Al, that, you know, people were concerned. They had some of these that they know what to do. They know what to do now. But again, looks to them like, well, why would this be happening? I know we're pressed for time. I had another big picture question for you and how you view your role.
Tom, I have another thing after this, but, like, I'm at your service.
Thank you.
Your role in educating voters, and I really value your listeners in asking questions and wanting to know answers to those questions.
I
want to be able
that.
To answer those as best I can, Tom.
So, big picture, Department of State, executive branch, the role is to enforce the laws, facilitate the election, as I understand it. Yet, Al, your office, through you and your decision-making, I'm not sure the governor, too, has taken positions in litigation against what the legislature has passed. Tell us, when you do that, what you're thinking. In other words, I am a guy, call me an originalist or whatever. Unless there's something the United States Supreme Court says out of line with the Pennsylvania legislature and what they have deemed, why would you be siding with those that have a complaint against said legislature, an amicus brief or something like that, I guess?
Yeah, and I think that's a really good question. I know that's something that we have a difference of agreement on.
Okay.
And I've seen you speak to this issue before. So, for example, the issue of voters not hand dating their mail-in ballots. And by the way, what did we all talk about? Elections were plenty complicated before,
right?
Before mail-in ballots. So it's interesting that, like, so much of our attention now is exclusively focused on them. But one issue that I recall you raising before is dealing with voters hand dating their mail ballots. Of our 67 counties, zero counties use that date for any purpose whatsoever. They don't do it for anything other than to see that the voter has dated that ballot. That being said, the legislature determines the laws, and the law is clear as written, and ballots that are not hand dated by the voter will not be counted in this election unless there's a high court decision determining otherwise. And that's, I gotta say, like, it's heartbreaking. We're talking about voters, they're eligible voters, they applied for the ballot, they're eligible to receive a ballot, they cast their ballot on or before election day, but especially older voters might sign it and write their birthday. So you have somebody sign it and write, you know, January 3rd, 1943, mm-hmm. and that ballot won't be counted. And that's really pretty lousy, but the law is clear and the court rulings are clear. So unless the courts decide otherwise, and when I was a Philadelphia City Commissioner for years, as you know, I voted time and time again to not count those ballots, despite the fact mm-hmm. that, in my opinion, they should be counted. But it's really not up to me. It's not up to me as Secretary of State. It wasn't up to me as City Commissioner. It's really we're in a system where we have a rule of law, and that's really what we should all follow.
Absolutely. So, Al, a part where I commend you that's come to play now. Now, I'm not probably in the camp that the Auditor General should have started this audit on what's going on with PennDOT and some of the motor voter, call it what you will, some of the changes from Governor Shapiro. But he has. And you previously, when you were here in Philadelphia, I looked it up, you supported this surveying or this auditing because you found a glitch in PennDOT's approach to motor voter that may have prompted some people in this country legally but not eligible to vote to register to vote anyhow. So I wanted to ask you, that was solid on your part, I think. There is concern about people, even if they're here legally, or they might be here illegally, God knows, and their ability to vote. What's the biggest safeguard, or what are we watching for this time around to prevent that?
I've lived in Philadelphia for the last 20 years of my life, but I grew up in Western Pennsylvania. And I grew up in Western Pennsylvania thinking the exact same thing that everybody else does about elections in Philadelphia. So when I came in 2020, I did a whole series of investigations and reports, whether they were focused on dead people voting for dead people or non-citizens voting or double voting or any other sort of voter fraud or irregularity. One of those investigations focused on non-citizens being registered to vote in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I researched it for years. I think I was on your show about it probably in 2017, around then. Because I brought it to the attention of the Pennsylvania Department of State that people who were non-citizens were getting driver's licenses in Pennsylvania, which they're eligible to do, presenting all their foreign documents, foreign passport, state papers, work papers, or whatever else that allows them to get a driver's license. And then they were encountering a screen that said, would you like to register to vote?
Right.
Like, why would they not think they were eligible when they've just come to the government office on the same day and time? Right. And like, no one walked into that thinking, I'm now going to commit some voter fraud. But nevertheless, the injury is the same. You're either eligible or you're not eligible. And if you're not eligible, you should not be registered and your vote should not count. So I approached Department of State about it in 2017. Department of State dealt with the matter, I think, very responsibly to make sure that in Pennsylvania, non-citizens were not being registered to vote. And the previous administration deserves some credit for that. That's something I've been very involved in for years. I care deeply about and feel like I'm in a position to speak knowledgeably about it.
Well, I commend you on that, Al. I realize you're visiting all 67 counties. Thank you. If time permits, the election, there might be some wrinkle or two. We would make us, convenient to your schedule and tape it if we had to. But anything you'd like to add before you go?
No, only that if you vote in person or vote by mail, you should have confidence that your vote is going to be counted. There's a voter verified paper ballot record of every vote that's cast in Pennsylvania that's used in two audits so that the tabulated results reflect, your decisions. And despite all the noise, and it's important to ask questions. Elections have changed a lot in the past several years. It's important that people have questions, and it's important that they have their questions answered. And that's really, Dom, why I value the work that you do to answer people's questions when they have them.
Al, well, thank you very much. Always open anytime to come on and clarify anything. Thank you, Al. Thanks very much for today.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That is Secretary of State Al Schmidt. We'll get your reaction. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. I mean, I differ on some of these things. You might call it a small matter. A law was broken there. Several laws were broken with the Kamala Harris thing. I'd like to see the task force and others weigh in. He says it's only if there's violence or whatever. I think there are teachable moments here if you want to tell people. And the other is the envelopes. I still don't get it. How we didn't see this with mortgage and all these other things. What is the difference here with this? I wanted that to be looked into, and I still do, to let people know there was no funny business going on. Again, let's just follow the exact letter of the law on these things and run them down. Then come on with me and tell me, here's what we did and here's what we know. That's it. It's a fact. Okay. Here are the phone lines, 855-839-1210. That's how you can get in here on Talk Radio 1210.
All right. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dom time. Let me give you the side question one more time. It's been very busy today, and Corey Lewandowski in the On Deck Circle and those Delco people coming up. Give me your response to Al Schmidt. This is what we try to do. Glad he came on. It was civil. I still think on the issue of the envelopes and the humidity and all that, what I want to hear is they have people, you got to do this given how tense this is. It didn't happen with phone bills and mortgages and everything else. So I would want to hear, we traced it back more. And I still think it was a teachable moment with the Kamala Harris thing. Not to go crazy, but to say, yo, you got to get to the bottom of this, Philadelphia. This guy broke the law, the guy who takes credit for it. And that's misinformation, disinformation here. Because I'm just afraid down the road, that's what we're going to hear when it's on the other side. So we'll see with this task force if we hear more about them coming up. But on the issue of these expectations, I still think I want to hear someone say, with all the new stuff and all that's happened here, my expectation is we got to be pushing. Look, I know it's not going to be 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We're already talking out here, Dan and I, about we might be out there doing events and all that. What would be the best thing to do? I think it's reasonable to say by 8 o'clock, that's 24 hours on Thursday night, that we know what the vote is in Pennsylvania. I'm starting to think now this is going to go into Saturday again, something like that. I just can't imagine that. What is it you have to do then? And by the way, well, Dom, why don't we just open up the envelopes that day? And my answer is, Liz Breate-Havey schooled me on this, former head of Monco, and I've told you this. No, no, no. That's what they want to do. Then word will leak out. They're 400,000 votes ahead. And people will be depressed about going to the polls. No, they ought to be able to do this. I'm not saying that night. 24 hours to me seems time enough to do this. Let's go to... let's go to Linda in Langhorne. Hey, Linda, welcome on board. What did you think of Al Schmidt?
Yo, Linda. I heard most of the interview. I thought it was good, but I called about the mail-in ballots.
Yes.
I received my ballot a few days ago. When I opened it last night to fill it out, I had the ballot, the secret envelope, the mailing envelope, and there's a full sheet of instructions for step by step
right.
by step, for every step you take. So I filled out my ballot, put it in the secret envelope, sealed it, put it in the mailing envelope, sealed it, turned the envelope over following the directions on the sheet, signed my name, and it says, put the date you actually did your ballot. So I put yesterday's date on the ballot, I mean on the envelope, and I'm mailing it in like 10 minutes at the post office. If people read the instructions carefully and go step by step, they shouldn't make any mistakes.
Thank you, Linda. Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. Look, I didn't say it without. We were pressed with other issues. But here's the bottom line. People are inconvenienced if you're going to show up for election day. That's what you do. If you're going to do it by mail-in ballot, then you have to be very careful. If you don't and you mess up, I would argue have somebody look over your shoulder. You know, somebody like Dan, who's pesky. No, 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 you did this wrong here. And then send it in. It's on you, though. There shouldn't be any doubt. If you mess up, you mess up. The inconvenience of people having to go on election day, you're inconvenient. You got to do this properly. All right, Terrence in Cherry Hill, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Terrence, afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi. I have been a registered Democrat all my life. And in 2008, I even worked for Barack Obama, whom I later thought was the most ill-suited, ill-prepared president of all time. Now, for the first time, I vote for the GOP in 2016. I don't regret a bit, but my concern is there's no way in hell that Trump will lose his election. But if he wins, he'll have to win by a convincing landslide margin. If it is something like previous election, a close call, that he will win, but someone else will be in the White House.
All right, I hear you.
Take away any kind of, questioning about it and have a complete blowout.
True, I hear you.
You think it's possible to have a blowout like that?
No. I'm going to be honest on this. You know, if you want to hear a landslide Trump guy or a landslide Harris or a landslide Trump, no, it's not going to be any landslide here. How's anybody see that? That's why what we do here at this radio station is so important. Pennsylvania is going to determine the fate of the world in just about 3 weeks and change. And I would predict it's going to be under 50,000 votes. It was 80,000 the last time. Trump's much better this time. Biden is not the third senator from Pennsylvania and all that stuff. Could be even, why is it so close? Because of all the factors we've talked about. Trump has broken through, but not so much in the suburbs. I know that's hard to believe. But I think it's still the case. I think it's insane. So expect it's going to take days, even though I think 24 hours should be enough. All right, we're going to talk with Corey Lewandowski, one of the all-time insiders with President Trump, former campaign manager, back with the campaign. At 855-839-1210, you get on board. Let's talk. For years, I've told you about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements. After taking their omega-3 as part of my daily routine, from supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Listen to the recent comment from Carol. She says, triglycerides are at an all-time low. This increased my well-being, while joint pains and muscle aches have decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals. And now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer for any of the 7 Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get this special radio offer, simply call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Remember, use that code OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega 3 absolutely free. All right, Dom Giordano's show. We'll take your calls here in a moment, but always glad when we have the opportunity to talk with somebody who I want to ask him what it was like here in Philadelphia in 2020. Is it going to be better this time in 2024? And the current campaign. That is one of the president, former campaign manager, now in the campaign, Corey Lewandowski. Corey, welcome back to Philadelphia. We just had on the current Secretary of State. I remember you and Linda Kearns marching into the convention center in 2020. I hope things are going to be easier this time around.
Well, listen, we've got to make it so it's too big to rig, as you say in the business.
Yes.
And as you know, Donald Trump is going to be back in Pennsylvania on Monday with a town hall. He's going to have the opportunity once again to bring his message of economic prosperity, smaller government, lower taxes and less regulations directly to the people of Pennsylvania. And he's going to also have the chance to remind them of what Vice President Harris has said, which is she will ban fracking. She will put in price control. She will take away your health care options. And the people of Pennsylvania are smart. They know that they can't afford another 4 years like they've been through the last four. So they're going to return Donald Trump to the White House in just over 3 weeks now.
The latest from Trump, Corey, and maybe it was saving that up for Detroit, this taking away the tax on the interest on your car loan certainly is a twofer. It helps just not the taxpayer, but helps people buy more cars.
Well, it absolutely does. And when you think about what Donald Trump is talking about right now, no tax on tips. Who does that help? It helps every industry worker who's working at a restaurant or in one of these places that really isn't at the high end of the economic spectrum traditionally. Okay. Then you've got no tax on Social Security. Who's collecting Social Security? By and large, people on fixed incomes, the elderly who need it the most. And then no tax on overtime. And what does that do? Those are the people who want to go out and earn extra money, to create more value for their family, to put in the extra hours. So you couple all that together, what that means is more money in your pocket, less money for the government to waste and send overseas to the Ukraine and all these other people who hate us and want to kill us anyway. So let's let Americans keep more of their money. And if Donald Trump's elected, that's what he's going to do.
I have to tell you, I watched three times because I was enjoying it. You and Jim Acosta, and Acosta on CNN was giving you credit, calling you the adult in the room. You two were sparring and all. But Corey, one of the things he said that you rightly jumped on is the other side, like CNN, says, well, there was no widespread voter fraud. And then when you ask, well, how wide is widespread, there's no answer.
Well, of course there's no answer, because they will justify one vote, which was illegal, that was okay, or two or ten. And what their response continues to be was, well, there wasn't enough fraud, in their opinion, to change the outcome of the election. I don't know that to be true, because if one person voted illegally, it's one person too many. And I think your listeners may remember me standing outside the Philadelphia Convention Center with a bullhorn, screaming like a lunatic because they refused, even though we had a judge's order, to go in and watch the envelope
right.
being separated from the ballots. Because once that transpired and those envelopes and the ballot and the ballots are separated, there's no way to challenge the validity of those ballots. So it wasn't until all the separation was done when they said, sure, Corey, come on in here and you can review anything you want. That is ripe for fraud.
Yeah, exactly. Corey, you mentioned the president. We'll get to that one. He's going to be here in Pennsylvania, town hall. But he's doing one in Forsyth County, Georgia, on October 15th, which is Wednesday. And this is going to be entirely women. Oh, boy, this ought to be an interesting town. Tuesday, October 15th. I'm sorry. Entirely women. Give us a preview of that.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody says, and the polling data somewhat indicates, that Donald Trump has a gender gap issue. But here's the real story is women are not monolithic. They don't just vote for someone based on the other person's gender. If that was the right. case, Hillary Clinton would have won because 53% of the electorate is women. What Donald Trump is going to talk about in Georgia at an all-women's town hall is that you are making decisions for your family. So more economic freedom you have, the better it is for your family. You're making decisions as it relates to the safety and security of your family. So the stronger we can have a southern border, the better for you and your family. So, you know, the mainstream media's narrative as it relates to women is women are offended by Donald Trump's rhetoric. They don't like the way he says things. The reality is, and the polling data indicates this, women are making decisions based on economic factors, just like men do. Women are making decisions based on security issues, just like men do. And women know that Donald Trump is better on those issues than Vice President Harris is.
Well, I agree with you on that. I'm trying to tell that to women out here in the suburbs of Philadelphia, because I think this is going to determine Pennsylvania and the country. So, Corey, what's your role right now in the campaign? What are you doing? Because people identify you from early on in the 2016 with the campaign.
Well, look, I'm so blessed. The president asked me to come back to the campaign in August. Mm-hmm. As your listeners know, I've been around this man pre-presidency, post-presidency, during the presidency, and everywhere in between. And look, I've decided to take the last 25 days away from my family, as I have for the last 2 months now, and volunteer for this campaign to bring the message of economic prosperity to the American people, which Donald Trump is going to bring to the country. So whether it's as a surrogate on radio shows like yours or television shows, as I'm battling with Jim Acosta, or it's helping plan the strategy for the home stretch and traveling with him, which I will be with him in Arizona this week. He's in Colorado this week. I will be with him in Philadelphia on Monday. I will be with him in Georgia on Tuesday. I will be with him in I'll be with him at Mar-a-Lago on Wednesday. So I have had a unique privilege to be next to and a part of this amazing roller coaster ride, which we've called the Donald J. Trump of President Campaigns. This is my third, and I promise you my last one.
No.
But this is the most important one, because in just over 3 weeks, we're going to send Donald Trump back to the White House. We're going to change this country for the better.
Corey, thank you so much. And again, I can't get enough of Lewandowski Acosta. That was good stuff. You handled it beautifully.
Well, thank you, and have a great day, and look forward to winning in Pennsylvania just like we did in 2016.
Thank you, Corey Lewandowski here. Dan, we're still looking for the Monday Trump here on Columbus Day. What could go wrong with Italians? What are you finding here?
Yeah, I can't find anything.
All right. Dan, the show's about winning.
Maybe
right?
unannounced yet?
Yeah, maybe unannounced. Coming? You heard that from Corey Lewandowski. We're checking on it. Maybe Trump will be a come-in studio here.
Yeah, there's one in Georgia. I can't find much in PA, though.
But do we agree about winning? Notice he didn't say anything there. He had a good tone. Trump's got to follow it. Don't say you're the protector when you do this women-only event in Forsyth, Georgia with Harris Faulkner. Let's move past that. There are a lot of Corey Lewandowski just said it beautifully about women and how to approach this. All right, we got some people that want to get in. Coming off hearing Al Schmidt with us here on Talk Radio 1210, John in Glenmore. Hey, John, good afternoon. Go right ahead.
Hey, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. I've really got a lot to say about this write-in voting, except for those who are housebound, medically unfit, who need that ability. All others need to get up and go to the polls. The notion that they are perhaps inconvenienced by going to the polls is wrong. Here's why. First of all, I'm a 29-year Army veteran. I served my second tour in the Najaf, Iraq. And in 2009, helped set up and observe the Iraqis voting in January 30th, 2009. Voters there had to go through concentric layers of security just to get to the polling. Following polling, they dipped their fingers in this purple liquid to account for their vote. So these people, with everything at stake, flooded the polls. They went out, they voted. We here in America, and both parties are guilty of this, in their zeal to just get votes, want to open up the window to voting. Wrong answer. It's not about your party. It's about the civic duty, the requirement to exercise a vote. Go to the polls, meet your neighbor.
Okay, but John, look, it's hard for me to say this, but I will say it to you. First of all, your service is exemplary. But John, I find nothing wrong with people voting mail-in ballot now. I'm encouraging to do that. You could tell me, you know, I hear what you're saying. We have to win, John. It's not about anything else at this point. It comes down to, and my whole philosophy is always on this, it's about winning. If we don't win, we can't change back to no mail-in balloting. If we don't win, the country's not going to be the same. So I don't want people to feel embarrassed they're voting by mail. I got to tell you, I understand what you're saying, and I voted every election since I was 18 in person. It's a bodily function to do it, but you know what? I don't want people embarrassed they're voting by mail. I want them to do it because once they bank their vote, we can go after people who don't vote.
Well, you know, I respectfully disagree because
I understand
whether or not you're a Republican or Democrat, sure, you want to win, but at the cost will be, I feel, doing your civic duty and voting.
Thank you, John. Well, look, again, Dan, you know me on this. I could have let John go on. I mean, he's a vet, 29 years of service, et cetera, but I can't live with that. So I don't want you to feel bad that you're voting by mail. Because if you are, it's registered, you banked it. Now the Trump people can go after those that might be Trump supporters. They know what they're doing, but they're reluctant voters. And it is about winning. And you can be critical of me. Roe says, sometimes says, oh my God. When it comes to something like, I have to control myself. They could put me there in the Trump campaign and I'd be probably as aggressive as anybody they have. It is about one thing now. It's about winning. It's always about winning. And there's nothing wrong philosophically by telling people, look at what we're doing. It bothers me that we're courting these people that are reluctant voters that might go our way. They go to Trump rally, they don't show up and vote. It sickens me. But suck it up, court them, get them in there. The country, your kids and grandkids demand it. So to John's point, I recognize his service second to none, but service to the country is voting, getting others to vote, and to vote for Trump. That's my definition, and it's called winning for the right reason. 855-839-1210. All right, let's talk about Martin Water. My friends at Martin Water Condition are celebrating their 51st year with their annual anniversary sale. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. We've enjoyed crystal clear drinking water in the Giordano home for years, thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. It's a great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it, And the Martin Water Conditioning family is incredible to work with. Nobody is as passionate about water. Save up to $500 on select systems for your home. You want to improve that drinking water? Martin's is offering $100 off Kinetico's K5 reverse osmosis system. If you purchase a water softener, you may be eligible for a free Kinex salt monitor, which is worth over $150. Special 18-48-month financing is available. You will love these people. Do not miss out on this deal. And it's a free water test. You want to do that. You go, oh, my God, look at the impurities. They'll get that out. Visit martinwater.com. martinwater.com. All right, Dom Giordano's show. So they don't forget, President Trump in Aurora, Colorado today. I'm seeing some of the news coverage of people talking about what's going on there, how the crime level has gone up due to these Venezuelan gangs and others. And there are people being interviewed from Colorado Springs, which is close but not right on top of Aurora, saying you're seeing people there, you drive your kids to school, shooting up, standing there at the same stoplight every day, etc. So all Trump has to do is just put this down point by point by point. Don't go off the script. Don't hype it even a little bit. That's all that they're waiting for. They want to make that the story versus the story, what Americans are suffering. Just like the Americans suffering needlessly in places like North Carolina, just like the Americans suffering needlessly when they go shopping every weekend, like the giant up in Flowertown, and they can't buy what they want. And why can't they buy what they want? Because of inflation, which, by the way, took another hit in September. It's up again. The rate of inflation is up again. All right, so that's the way to approach this. It's all there. Hope you enjoyed hearing Al Schmidt. If you missed it, it will be up on podcast. It'll be up on my Twitter at DomShow1210. We'll try to have him back as other issues developed. Let me go to Alexis in Philadelphia. Alexis, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about the mail-in ballots.
Yes.
I received my ballot. And when I went to fill it out, both the yellow envelope and the outside envelope were both sealed shut.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And I've been getting so many different things that people tell me what to do, and I'm afraid they're telling me to tape it. And then other Board of Elections told me not to do that. So I don't know what to do.
Okay, for the best. Now, it's a bit inconvenient if you want to do this. I don't know where you are in Philadelphia, but Alexis, if you look it up, they have those satellite offices. There's probably one because there's going to be 10 of them, I think, and 9 are already operational. You could take it there, and you can get them to determine what to do with it officially, and I think that'll be on tape so that your vote will count. I can ask Linda Kearns, who's probably listening right now, what you should do. She would be as official as anybody I can get. But that would be my advice. Do you know if what area of the city are you in?
I live in Somerton.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think there is a satellite office, hopefully near you. If you Google them, that should come up, Alexis. But I will ask Linda Kearns. She's probably going to be on with us on Monday. I'm going to put you on hold. If you give us your phone number, we'll call you after we ask this on Monday. If you can't resolve it, by then we'll have a better answer for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Alexis, we'll take care of this for you, though. Thank you for calling us with this.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll put
thank
you on hold. And, I have the ultimate faith in Linda Kearns. There we go. We'll get that resolved. I mean, I know the city said something last week. I don't know if I believe that's the right way to go. I like the Kearns line. That vote is your lottery ticket. All right, coming up, big 2 o'clock hour. The media not interested in this story, apparently. We had, according to some accounts, 3 or 4 offices, mainly in Delaware County, as far as I can tell, that were marauded by these climate activists going after Republicans, women just working in these election offices. And apparently nothing is being done about it. And if we're going to talk with the head of the Chichester, Upper Chichester Republicans, and I think the head of the party in Delaware County, and if they've reported this, then we'll call upon Jack Stolzheimer, who's come on the show, and say, Jack, this isn't just an ordinary harassment, call it what you will. This involves the election in some way, shape, or form. Somebody's got to take this to a higher level if you want people to believe that everything is even-handed. And the people that did this should be apprehended, and they ought to be punished according to the law. All right, that's all next at 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.